International Correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Murray Old's Aussie Correspondence with us. Hey, Muzz.
Good afternoon, dear Heather.
What's the RBA done?
Kept rates on hold. The official central bank cash rate, 4.35%. It reached that point in November last year, and the Reserve Bank Board met today, first Tuesday of the month, and lots of speculation. Is it going to raise the cash rate? Maybe it would cut the cash rate, but it's kept it on hold. And here's the thing. There was a warning from the Reserve Bank as well. It has not ruled out increasing that cash rate. Some economists are even saying, Heather, up to three increases before we start to come down again because of a couple of pretty tight, a couple of key performance parts of the economy. Petrol prices remaining stubbornly high and a very tight jobs market. Now, that's going to push inflation higher in the current in the coming months. And that's the big problem for the federal government. It's bringing down the budget next week. Now, it's Jim Chalmers is the treasurer. He says, listen, we're not going to slash and burn. That achieves nothing. Critics are saying, well, all Labor does is tax and spend. We've had a big increase in expected tax revenues over the next 4 years, $25 billion because of ongoing high commodity prices and a much stronger than expected economy that's giving us high income taxes and good corporate taxes. But inflation remains the dragon that has to be slain, and the government desperately wants inflation to come down. What that would do, of course, is create a heck of a lot better environment for a cut in official rates, and we do have an election coming along next year. So there's lots and lots of moving parts, but the bottom line is no relief for people on big mortgages, that cash rate staying at 4.35%.
Muzz, can you explain to me how... So Erin Patterson, she of the Mushrooms, she has pleaded not guilty and as a result has been expedited to the Supreme Court. How does that work?
Well, what that does is eliminate the need for a committal hearing. And what happens if, you know, Miss Patterson's accused of three counts of murder, her parents-in-law and the sister of her ex-mother-in-law, and, you know, a committal hearing where she would be denying, you know, blah, 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 and police would present their evidence and there then be sufficient evidence to commit her to trial. Well, she's basically voided that. She says, I don't need that. I'm going to go straight to the Supreme Court. I'm not guilty. Let's go to court right away as fast as we can, and we'll get the matter settled. Of course, this all relates to that lunch that she served up to her in-laws and another couple. Only one of that four survived. She's charged with three counts of murder and is now going to a directions hearing in the Supreme Court in Melbourne on the 23rd of this month.
OK, Muzz, how serious is this business with the fighter jet and the flares?
Well, it's a bit difficult to say. I mean, it's not the first time, of course. The Chinese Navy sent pulses through the water that apparently could have killed Australian Navy divers. These are, in disputed waters. China claims these waters. The rest of the world says, bugger off, these are international waters. And what the Australian Navy's been doing has been taking part in exercises in the South China Sea along with other United Nations countries. Well, what's happened on the weekend, a Chinese fighter just popped out of nowhere in front of an Australian Navy helicopter and let off a bunch of flares. Well, apparently, I don't know anything about what might have happened other than the fact I've been told it's extremely dangerous. It could have created a very dangerous situation for the helicopter crew. The pilot had very quick reactions and managed to get out of harm's way. Prime Minister Albanese says he's going to make it very clear to the Chinese Premier when he visits next month. He's coming here next month, not the president, not Xi, but Premier Li Qiang. He's coming here, and Albanese says, I'm going to tell him what's what. Peter Dutton says, don't wait for that. Pick up the phone and call President Xi to express dismay. Dutton says, not the first time this has happened, and he fears that Australian Defence Force members could be killed at some point because of an error in judgment by a fighter pilot or a Navy person, you know, someone in the Chinese Navy. He says, what you're doing is very, very dangerous indeed.
Muzz, it's good to talk to you. It always is. I really appreciate it. Look after yourself. That's Murray Olds, Australia correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.